Since the Apollo missions of the 60s, the Kennedy Space Center in Florida has been home to an odd couple, a pair of crawler transporters. Weighing in at 6 million pounds, their gargantuan metal slab is reminiscent of an oil rig carted around on four military tanks. Every space voyage begins its journey on the back of a crawler, from the towering Saturn V rockets to the line of relatively compact shuttles that followed. The odd ritual looks like this. Lumbering along the crawler way, the shuttles trek through the 3 miles from the vehicle assembly building to the launch pad is paced at 1 mile per hour. 7 trained technicians take shifts driving the crawler as it guzzles a gallon of gas every 40 feet. The rattling muffler underneath them, the size of a compact car. In front of them stretches a path, 8 lanes wide, topped with a scattering of resilient Tennessee River rocks. Patiently, the stark white rocket moves through the grasslands toward the Atlantic. In the summer of 2011, the final 3-hour shuttle delivery, Atlantis, was completed. But with the recent funding cuts to the Constellation program, new shuttles aren't on the horizon. The crawlers are left to wait, to peer down their specially fortified roadway, a settled strip they've dutifully traced for over 40 years. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.